substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. A state commission considering a plan to close a central Illinois prison expects to hear from dozens of people at a public hearing. Most are expected to tell the commission that closing the 137-year-old Pontiac Correctional Center will devastate the city from which it takes its name. The hearing is at 5 today at Pontiac Township High School. Governor Rod Blagojevich wants to close the prison and move the 1,600 inmates to a prison in the western Illinois community of Thompson. The governor says that will save money. Mayor Scott McCoy says the move would take away Pontiac's second-largest employer. More than 500 people work at the prison. The chancellor of the University of Illinois' Urbana campus says his signature will not be on a call to lower the minimum drinking age. More than 100 college presidents and chancellors have added their names to something called the Amethyst Initiative. They're asking the federal government to lift a requirement for all states to keep their drinking age at 21 or lose highway funding. The administrators argue that a high minimum age has led to binge drinking, and lowering it would encourage college-age people to make responsible decisions about alcohol. U of I Chancellor Richard Herman doesn't buy the argument.
That's a bit of amateur psychology, which I'm not convinced holds water. I don't mean to debunk it entirely, but I think you'd probably find people on both sides of that argument. But it's at least it's not a particularly compelling one for me.
Herman questions if it's wise to change the law only because many college students break the law when they drink underage. He says the university's experience with unofficial St. Patrick's Day and its attraction to out-of-town students convinces him to leave the age where it is. One Champaign City councilman thinks lowering the drinking age to 18 is a good idea that's worth discussing. Meanwhile, Councilman Tom Bruno called for more debate of the Amethyst Initiative at the close of last night's council meeting. Afterward, Bruno said he agreed with the initiative's argument that keeping the minimum drinking age at 21 prevents teens from developing responsible attitudes towards drinking.
Why do countries of just every other continent that doesn't have a 21-year-old drinking law has less of a problem with binge drinking? Maybe it's time for a discussion. Have we done the right thing?
Bruno disputed the argument that lowering the drinking age to 18 would result in more DUI injuries and deaths among teens. He says if 18-year-olds were allowed to drink in responsible settings, they would learn more quickly that intoxication is not the goal. The Champaign City Council voted last night to spend $450,000 on a student apartment building on the East Stroughton Street. It's one of the last properties the city needs to buy for the second phase of the Boneyard Creek Detention Project. Phase 2 will put a storm sewer underneath the Boneyard in Scott Park and build above-ground detention ponds around the creek between Springfield and University Street. City Manager Steve Carter says the second phase of the project will have a positive impact on the creek downstream in campus town.
And that's one of the reasons we've been holding off on the redevelopment of parking lot J at 6th and Green. Once the project is completed, the floodplain will get redrawn, and we'll be able to have a much better project in that area because we won't have to allow for the floodplain there.
Parking lot J is a surface lot that provides the main public parking for campus town. Carter says that after phase two of the detention project is done, it will be easier to build a parking deck at the site. Work on the Boneyard and Scott Park is expected to begin this fall, followed by park renovation. Work on the creek between Springfield and University is slated for next year. A federal agency has sent a letter to Governor Rod Blagojevich warning that air quality in 14 Illinois counties doesn't meet new pollution standards. Two counties are new to the polluters list in Tuesday's letter. The Environmental Protection Agency says Rock Island County may be creating soot problems in Iowa, and Massac County may be sending pollution to Kentucky. The EPA is seeking comments from Illinois before it makes its final designations. Being on the list makes it more difficult for counties to expand industry. The EPA's Region 5 also has notified the governors of Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin about problem counties in those states. 19 Indiana counties are on the list. Minnesota got some good news. The entire state is meeting air quality standards for soot. A 3-foot-long alligator that was spotted along the Kishewaukee River for weeks has been captured. DeKalb County Animal Control officers had been trying to catch the reptile near the Northern Illinois University Lagoon for more than a week. The sighting was first reported more than 3 weeks ago. Animal Control Warden Dan Beres says a local resident captured the alligator in a net on Tuesday. Authorities say the man did not want his name released. That's according to the DeKalb's Daily Chronicle. The alligator will be taken to a wildlife specialist for a health evaluation, then moved to a refuge. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
9:35, and we check in with Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
See a chance of showers starting up tomorrow. How significant a chance these next few days?
Well, I think over the next few days we will get some rain. I think it's very likely that some rain will fall and fall on more than one occasion over the three-day period of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. However, the showers will be scattered about and thunderstorms will be isolated, so amounts will be variable, and in many cases, I think the amounts will not exceed evaporation. So we'll still have net drying, but all of us will get some rain, and for a few locations, a decent amount, where if you happen to get a thunderstorm to park over your specific location. So we will be dodging raindrops.